bags from home and set out upon the path. We sharpen up our swords to prepare for the wrath. We tighten up our mainsail and hoist our anchors in. We're off to find some gold on the paths of the wind. 'Twas 6 weeks out at sea when we came upon a prize, a Spanish treasure ship. We could scarce believe our eyes. As the drummer beat to quarters, we prepared for the fray. We knew the time had come to at last earn our pay. The Spanish Meridora was haggard from the storm. Half her spars were missing and half her sails were torn. But her crew were in good spirits, for sitting in her hold were a score of great big chests full of stolen Spanish gold. Oh, she dug in with her rudder, put her back to the wind. She had quite a few tons on us, but we knew that we could win. The captain on our grapples, ready at the bow. Sharpshooters to the crow's nest, swivels on the prow. She hung out every scrap of canvas she could fly, but her draft was much too deep, and we gained by and by. The crews ran out their guns, made sure that they were primed. The Spanish Meridora was running out of time. And with a thunderous crash, the cannons finally roared. Her decks were clear of men, her scuppers full of gold. And as the grapples flew, we boarded from the stern. Her crew rose from the wreckage, the tide they meant to turn. With musket and with cutlass, boarding pike and dirk, would ask for a quarter, no duty would be shirked. The captain urged us onward, further in a boat. There was a man he meant to see about a Spanish sword. The captain and that Spaniard, they battled amidships, rapiers flashing in the sun, no man would dare to slip. But with a parrying thrust, he smote him in the eye. And the Spanish struck their colors, our cheers, they filled the sky.